The second sicha of Shmini Chelek Yud Beis is very much connected to sichas we learned previously, whether it was Parshas Pikudei, whether it was Parshas Truma. It's very much similar ideas, and yet there are certain insights in the sicha that are obviously unique to this sicha, and I'm just going to focus on a few of them. The context of the sicha, the way it is printed, look at the sichas, is that it connects to Parshas HaChodesh and Parshas Para, which in that year, Parshas Shmini was Parshas Para, the sicha that was originally said, Tavshin Chav Dalet. And what I'm going to do is, just for the sake of clarity and the fact that this year we're not in that calendar, to focus on the unique ideas that are universal for every year and every context. And that is a beautiful insight the Rebbe brings about quality and quantity. Kamos and Echos. Kamos is quantity, Echos is quality. And the question of what overrides what. And in the context of the Mishkan was put up by Yom HaShmini on the eighth day, Vayhi by Yom HaShmini. It was the eighth day of what? So Tosfos brings two different ways of looking at eighth day. The first way he refers to eighth day is that for 7 days we were putting up the Mishkan, and this is just the eighth day. In other words, that it's a significant day, but it almost feels like it pales in significance to the first 7 days. The other opinion is that he says, yes, it's the eighth day to the building of the Mishkan, but ultimately this was an important day because the Jewish people got Asara Atares, 10 crowns. It was a very significant, powerful day. And the Rebbe boils it down, according to one of the answers, that the fact that the Mishkan was built for 7 days up and down before the final eighth day, that's an upside in quantity. In other words, if you take that week versus day eight, in 7 days it was put up at least seven times, and according to other opinions, maybe even more. And the eighth day, it was just an idea of once. However, if you look at the quality, the fact is that the eighth day is when Shars HaShchina, when the Shechina came down, it's a whole different level of quality, and they got the crowns, etc., etc. So which one outshines the other? So the truth is that ultimately, you could see this in Avodas HaAdam, in the service of the human being as well. When a person milamata, a person down here does Avodah, they could do a lot of quantity. In other words, we could daven all day, we could learn all day, we do an incredible amount of quantity, but to actually accomplish Hashras HaShchina is the quality. In other words, that's when the Amshacha comes milamayla first. When Hashem gives the Shechina and gives that download of the unbelievable level that comes from Yisarusa del Eila from above, that achieves a whole different level of quality. So in those days, and connecting now to the Parshas Par and Parshas HaChodesh, in original time, which thing happened first? Parshas HaChodesh talks about Pesach, and Parshas Par talks about the Tahara that comes to the people. Pesach refers to a level that is quality. In other words, because as we know, Nisan and Pesach is the idea that Hashem comes and saves us. And Parah, on the other hand, is an atonement for sin. And that is the Avodas of Baal Tshuva. Milmata lamayla, a Baal Tshuva that has to repent. That's the whole point of the Parah Aduma. So in the original time, which one came first? HaChodesh HaZalachem was given on the first day, and then Parah was only later on. But ever once we got that original boost of quality before quantity, this Arusa de la'ela that activates, this Arusa de la'sata, Hashem's inspiration that activates our inspiration down below, ever since then, we do Parshas Parah before Parshas HaChodesh. In other words, that our Isarusa de la'sata, our work, uncovers, Anila Dei Divi Dei Dili, uncovers Hashem's energy. And it's, again, it's a theme that's brought many times in Chassidus, this idea that the Rebbe also brought in previous sikhs that we learned in this cycle, that the original opening has to happen from Hashem. So it always starts with Sarusa de Leila. But ultimately, to accomplish the great level, it has to be Sarusa de Sata. It has to then be the work of quantity, the Aveda of the Para, the Aveda Sabal Tshuva. And then you can download the incredible level of day number 8, which is the level of quality. So 7 days of quantity leading to quality. In other words, we do whatever avoda we can, whatever we can in, within our capacity to bring the Shekhinah to this world. And then Hashem takes it to the level that it needs to be by bringing His incredible light. And the fusion of those two is what we call Dira B'Tachtonim.